Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day
184.
Do you know what? I think with the 180s, we're going to do this every day.
First of all, I was just counting on my fingers.
Oh dear.
Because you said it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I was counting on my fingers what time it will be for Paul in Sydney. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I think.
Now, can I just point out
this? And is Paul has said just morning. Johnny's still at work technically, but he's diffing in and out.
Just a minute, Jonathan. Never mind technically at work. Didn't they impinge maroon time?
They owe you, Johnny.
Never mind that. Tell them to bugger off. Tell them it's keynote day.
Morning,
and it's
Kim.
Research.
Morning, Deb.
Can I just point out, can we just roll back a bit there, Mike, to when you said, and I quote, I was counting on my fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the app that we have? So where's Paul? Sydney?
Yeah.
2 minutes past one.
What app's that?
The clock. It's remember? The one that I demonstrated twice, the one that takes over from Fantastical, which is subscription and an arm and leg and a kidney. And we all said, oh, that's cool. I'm going to implement that. And somebody is counting on their fingers.
Yeah.
I have it carefully. Look, it's got Seattle, it's got Barcelona, it's got Ohio, it's got Cupertino, and it's got Sydney.
I'm all right, unless I want to count for Alistair, because I haven't got 13 fingers.
Ah,
I'm on to my toes then.
You see, there's a red dot next to Sydney.
Because he's a
Sydney.
Kiwi and he's 13 hours.
Sydney's got a red dot and it says tomorrow. So, living in the future, yet again. Right.
See, Paul uses the clocks app.
The clock app is amazing. It really is. Right. Let me press the button to refresh that and say hello. CQ, Deb, CQ. Shall I say hello to you?
To me?
Because you're signed in the chat.
Say
hello,
to
Mike.
Because you've not seen me all day.
I haven't actually. You've been working. Hello, Paul. Yes, only just morning. But you know, the sun will be rising, won't it, by the time we've finished?
I've been making videos and teaching.
You've been finding faults in how Apple allow you to make a video.
I have, yeah.
Not for the first time, I might add.
No, I'll tell them all about it.
Do share, because it could impact on Jonathan making a video, that.
It could, but Jonathan's had to go, unless he's half listening. He said, I'll be back.
Like Arnie.
I'll be back. Oh, talking of I'll be back, you know Zoom It?
Yeah.
My favourite annotation tool for Windows.
Uh-huh.
Well, that used to be in the AZ software store.
Here we go.
I got it in there because I've used it for ages. And although it's actually an .exe file that you don't have to install, you can just run it. I thought I'd better go legal if other people want to use it. Because everyone, you know what everyone's like, what's that tool you're using to draw on your screen?
Yeah, and then if they can't get it from the App Store, they get snotty and they send a snottogram to the tech police.
So it turns out, because we got a new trainer, and it turns out that it was removed from the software store. No idea why. Nobody consulted me because I'm down as the contact. So I thought, right, I'm going to get it back in the store. So I went to the AZ software store and I clicked this link that says, you know, if you want a new app added, click here. And you fill out this form. You've got to provide them with all the details, like the app name and the .exe file and the URL and the vendor. I mean, it's from Microsoft, so they can't really complain.
Can you imagine if they said, no, it's not secure. We'll have to have the vendor jump through our hoops.
They did that with Wantastic. I got Wantastic in the store and he got pulled.
Have you noticed there's a common thread here? Mike adds things that are incredibly productive and some muppet, invisible muppet, pulls it.
So anyway, it's now back in the store. So what I've done is I've done a video, because you know we have to do a certain number of videos per week. So last week's video I did on Zoom It. And I wrote this post on Workplace and said, if anyone's wondering what that tool is that I use to draw on the screen, if you've been on my training course, it's called Zoom It. and it was removed from the store, and now it's back. And I got a picture of Arnie saying, "I'm back," and I posted that. Because, you know, they say pictures draw your attention on Facebook and workplace. So, yeah, so that just reminded me, saying I'm back. Now, going back to the video I've been doing today, I've been creating a bunch of videos which have been to do with various things on the iPad. So the one I was doing today was how to use Teams on the iPad. And I wanted to show how you can share your screen from Teams on the iPad. So if you're in a meeting and you want to share your screen, you want to show an Excel file for sake of argument or whatever, on the desktop version of Teams, you just click share screen like you do in Zoom or anything else. But on the iPad, it's not there. So what you do is you tap on share within the Teams app, and then it takes you out to that recorder thing. You know, the thing they added in about iOS 11? Was it iOS 11? The thing in the control center.
Yeah.
Where you have the little round button that you tap on, and if you tap and hold, it lets you record the audio as well. So it uses that functionality.
It does annoy me when they start hiding stuff like that. You look at something and you think, okay, it's obvious that's a recording button. And then you've got to think, but if I stand on one leg and click tightly to the other side while putting my thumb on the top, oh, look, it does something different. How is that discoverable?
It's not. The discoverability is rubbish. It's you told me about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you found it.
I probably stood on one leg and put my thumb.
You probably tapped too hard on the button and thought, "Ooh, look, it's recording the audio."
I know.
But anyway, basically, if you want to share your screen from, and it works the same in Zoom, if you want to share your screen from Zoom or Teams on the iPad, then it uses the screen recording functionality that's built into the iPad. It doesn't actually record the screen, so it doesn't make a recording that ends up on your camera roll, but it uses that functionality. So what I'd done is I was using AirServer to record, to basically broadcast the screen, mirror the screen onto the Mac, and then record the video with Camtasia. And when I got to the bit where I said, if you want to share your screen in the meeting, you tap the three dots in the Teams app, and then you tap on the record button. The record button was greyed out. I thought, what gives here? So I stopped the screen share, I stopped the mirroring, and it came back to life. And I came back, I came in here and tried it with a different iPad, and it was exactly the same. So obviously what's happened is, if you're using screen mirroring, it disables screen recording. Another great...
I mean, if it was a technical limitation...
Maybe
fine.
It is.
You know, I'm actually in a group with a guy, no names, obviously, for obvious reasons, who is an Apple employee. And when he announced this, I'm like, oh, do you know Timmy? Because we're trying to get him on the show. But, you know, you are tempted to ask questions, aren't you? Like, I was just wondering. And then find out if it is a technical limit. I don't believe it is. Because remember back in the day when you had iOS 1, before it was even iOS 1, it was iPhone OS, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there was no screen recording. How many apps came out that were like, I'm a calculator. Psst, I can screen record. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And every one of them got pulled in. They were swine.
Yeah, we had one like that, didn't
we? Did. We had several. They were usually free. And they put it out and it was like, oh, this app's amazing. And you're like, it's a calculator. And once enough people had downloaded and tried it, they then announced it could record the screen. At that point...
Did it need a subscription and IAP for
that? No,
it hadn't those been invented in those days?
No, it hadn't. But once they'd got enough traction and enough people had, you know, bought it or installed it, they then announced that it could screen record, and you basically had about 20 minutes, if you didn't have it, to download it before Apple pulled it. And then it was just cat and mouse for recording the screen, and I could never understand it. I can understand developers of games not wanting you to record the screen, maybe, you know, for copyright reasons, but you think about YouTube, and there's thousands of channels where people sit and watch other people play games.
Yeah.
I mean, playing a game is bad enough as far as I'm concerned, but sitting there watching other people play a game is like, no, this is never going to compute in my brain. But for Apple, they were like, no, no screen recording, no screen recording. And I'm thinking, there's a genuine reason to record a screen. And this is to create tutorials so more people will buy your stuff, Apple. And it took years, didn't it? It must have been easy. 7 years before they agreed to do it. I know they're thinking that, you know, nefarious people might hook in and do something. But tell them about the other one, the one on the phone, where you just... This one, it, by this stage, things had moved on and Mike could record the screen and everything was fine. So what videos are you likely to need to make for work? New features. So they were on the beta program of one of the iOS releases.
I think it was about iOS 9, I think it was.
Well, it was the one after they'd added screen recording to it. So Mike's there, he's prepped all the videos, just ready to press record. That's strange. Can't press record. You want to share why not? Or can't you remember?
No, they had disabled screen recording in the beta.
Yeah.
But you came to my rescue.
Ah! Well, the thing was, the trick was, it needed to look like a video, didn't it? Because if a video doesn't look like a video, if somebody does a video and there's like a screenshot on the screen, people get uppity and they complain, don't they? You know, why do you put that out as a video? I'm sitting looking at a picture. But I had a plan, didn't I?
Mm.
Go on.
Fake it.
Well,
it was with ScreenFlow, wasn't it?
Fake it till you make it. Yeah. I said to Mike, take some screenshots. So he's busy going off on one, saying, that won't give me what I need because it needs to, like, move. And I said, just a minute. When you think about how a phone works, if you tap on an icon, the app kind of comes up to the screen. It kind of goes from the icon size. It zooms up. So I said, we can do the zoom up. You know, it's just a transition. I said, and to make it the one trick that made it look like it was video was while Mike's talking and saying, you know, and then I'm going to type this in, there should be a flashing eye beam. And the thing was, you know, we'd got a picture of it, but it was static. So I said, well, all we need to do is draw a red line and have it flash on and off. So I created a subclip with this thing just turning on and then off, and then duplicated it along the timeline for the duration that we needed. And you got compliments on that video.
It
was actually like your etchings. It was a series of still images.
Paul, yes, we do have Reflector and Air Server. We have them both, don't we?
We do. We started off with, I think it was Air Server.
And I tried both today and neither worked. So it's obviously an issue with when you're...
I had Reflector when it was called Reflection.
Reflection, yeah.
Which was 2011, the autumn of 2011. And back then, both of them worked fairly well. Over the years, Reflector, the quality isn't as good as Air Server. But the pair of them just now crash. It's like a crashing fest, isn't it? All the time. And when you go back into it, it doesn't remember the screen size. So you've got to hook it up again and then resize the screen. So what I've taken to doing lately when I'm demonstrating an iPad... is I actually plug the iPad in and I use QuickTime. I don't record with QuickTime, but in QuickTime, if you go to like, you know, new recording, I think, you can choose the iPad as an input. If you stick that in the middle of the screen and move your mouse pointer away so you don't get the transport controls, it's really good quality and you don't have the fact that it's via Wi-Fi, which with both Air Server and Reflector is hit and miss at best at the moment. So that's the way we do it. That's why. If I'm recording the screen of the iPad, odds are I'll probably use ScreenFlow. Rationale being, it depends if I need the screen of the Mac. Because if I do, and I want it in one file so it's synchronised, then it would have to be ScreenFlow because Camtasia doesn't do it. New incoming Camtasia shortly, though, so fingers crossed, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, I doubt it. I have no great faith. They'll bring something out, and obviously we're on maintenance, so it doesn't make a difference. We're not paying for it. You just pay for maintenance. And it'll be like, oh, look at all these new features. And you look at the new features and you think, yeah, no, not a useful one amongst them. And then sometimes, like the magnetic timeline, I'm like, that won't work. I'll never use that. And then you realise, oh, hang on a minute. If I did X, Y, and Z, then that would work fabulously. It's like a side loading of a use case. They announce a feature that to them does one thing, and I look at it and think, no, 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 no. The power of that is somewhere else entirely. I think it's due, is it October? We're only a few weeks away. We're only a few weeks away. Right, what else has been going on here? I don't know about air quality wise, Kim, but we've got oppressive heat again.
Very oppressive.
We've gone from 12 degrees to 26 in 2 hours. And now, of course, we're talking for the foreseeable number of hours and we can't put the fan on. Yeah, such is life. Not happy. It's September. It's Manchester. It should be freezing. It should be raining. We should be up to our navels in mud outside. And are we? No, people are sunbathing in bikinis. Which is off-putting on so many different levels. Not happy with the weather. But at least nowhere's on fire. Not that we know of yet. We have had that over the summer, but not as bad as last year. That was up on Winter Hill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The moors at Bolton were on fire. Just as well they're not at the moment, given that no one in Bolton can go anywhere or do anything.
True.
Oh, I did have a fabulous picture yesterday that I wanted to share while I think about politicians and being idiots. This one was a total classic.
Oh, I want to talk about politicians as well.
Oh, just let me share this. This is fabulous. Yesterday was a very important day at the House of Commons. Boris was trying to get this Brexit bill through. So it was incredibly important that the MPs turned up and that they voted. Now, we know there's the COVID thing, but they've been back since June, I think. But the news was on. This was my, you know, this was the bit above the panda line. Once I saw this, I'm like, OK, it's going off and I'm putting the pandas on. Because this was what the Commons looked like in the middle of the debate. Now, for it to have any meaning to our overseas contingent, the House of Commons, I think, has over 600 MPs. Is it 601 or 652? Why don't you Google it for me, Mike? It used to be one of those figures. I think it was 652. Not sure now.
Number of MPs in the UK, 650.
Oh, that we've lost to. Right, 650. So there were 650 people who should have been there to debate this thing. And that was how many were actually there. Now, obviously, in the Commons, you can't fit 650 MPs at the moment. But you could certainly fit more in than actually rocked up. Isn't that shocking?
It is.
I think it was about three of them. No wonder the bill got through. It's disgusting, that, isn't it? Absolutely disgusting. Oh, what else have I got on my desktop that's worth sharing? Oh, yeah, there was this one off the Telegraph, which was today's Telegraph. Has anybody seen the Telegraph today?
No, because every time I go to the Telegraph, it asks me to subscribe.
Oh, this is only the front cover. What got me about this one was that they're saying, you know, don't meet up. This was after the grouse thing the other day, where you can meet up if you're shooting animals. But it was the kind of draconian, Orwellian, don't mix with other households right across the front of it. That's one of our more upmarket papers. Also notice the headline. Health workers in hospitals, like RP, can't get a test if they need it. Therefore, they've got to self-isolate at home. So now we've got no staff. Ah, all going well. Normal service in the UK then.
Paul's
normal
just
service.
Said, this is so wrong. I check YouTube and there's 29,000 people waiting for the Apple event. And yesterday, I don't know if you saw Slack last night, but Debbie posted a screenshot and it's got loads of dislikes.
Oh, God. Oh, it's just amazing, isn't it? Mind you, I've had videos, you know, like after hours, they've got a dislike before we've even started. We laugh like hyenas. It's like, really? Oh, I actually got a lovely comment about that. You know, when we were talking about the affinity session that I did, the yeah. newsletter one, and that I got a dislike about a week before I started, and this lady put a lovely comment.
Yeah, according to this, well, according to this screenshot that Debbie posted about 12 hours ago, there was almost 2,000 people waiting then, and 411 dislikes.
Do you know, is it just me, but I don't tend to open something. I mean, I'm not an archangel when it comes to not having that many tabs open, obviously. But I tend to keep those tabs open in Vivaldi, which is where Notion is. And the tabs that are open are all pinned in a certain order, and they're all Notion tabs. I then open the sidebar and I view the chat from MacBytes FM. But that's the only browser that I have stuff like that opening. And Vivaldi is such a good browser. But the other browsers, I try and keep them with no tabs open. I can't imagine just leaving a tab open and assuming that that's going to be enough to remind me. Sometimes it's difficult, I'll grant you. I'd use so many different browsers for so many different things. But I would never, I mean, I'd never even know which browser it was opening, much less which tab. I'd just put a link on a reminder. Does anybody else do that? You think the dislikes are from Windows trolls? Debbie, I hadn't thought of that. That's a very good point, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I guess it could be. Or
people like you that don't like Timmy.
I have no problem with Timmy when he's behaving himself. It's when he's telling us things that are patently stupid and expecting us to swallow it that I get annoyed with him. I think there'll be another event. So I think it's only going to be like half an event. I don't think it'll be one of their epics. It's the second one they've done that's virtual. And there's something about a live dynamic. If a show's live, you would tend to stick with it more than if it was a video. If it was a video, you'd start trying to jump forward a little bit to see how it was going.
I'm just reading something from, you know, the M33 group.
Yep. We know what's happening outside our window because we've not actually been out in 6 months.
No. I mean, this is a group on Facebook for our locality.
Like a zip code.
But, you know, we've talked about stuff that appears on here before. Has anyone got any experience of fighting a fixed penalty notice, which is basically a fine, for walking their dog off a lead? And it seems to be this third-party company. So it's not the council. It's basically third-party ayatollahs.
That's exactly how they do it with parking.
Yeah, exactly. So somebody says, do not ignore from this company. I'm not going to name the company. My friend got a fine from them for dropping a cigarette. They work on behalf of the councils. Right, then this thread goes on and somebody says UK law does not require a dog to be on a lead, simply that it's under control. However, local authorities have the right to ban dogs from or require them to be on a lead in specific designated areas.
Shouldn't they have a sign up if they're doing that?
Yeah. Someone says, I've never heard of an on-the-spot fine for not having a dog on the lead. Are you sure it's not a scam? Someone then says, I've been reading some reviews on Trustpilot about these guys. It seems they're approaching people with dogs and checking to make sure you have poo bags. If not, they'll fine you even if your dog hasn't had a poo. I mean, right. Last week...
Oh, my God.
Last week, I went out with 3 poo bags. And I used 2 of them.
When you say I, you mean the dog, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I used 2 of them because she had a poo and then 5 minutes later she wanted another poo.
Yes, because she does it in episodes. Share the love.
And there's been times where I've met somebody on the park and they said, you haven't got a spare poo bag, have you?
Well, you know, I would say to you...
Well, I do have a whole roll in my pocket. There you go.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
It permanently lives in my pocket.
Yes, I think you would need to keep that with you. Yeah. But that's why you have that little bag.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to use that you probably don't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what right have they got to come up to you? Because can I just point out something that obviously comes to my mind, being a woman? This was the park where the flasher was.
No, it wasn't that park.
The flasher could have moved, though.
Well, yeah.
You know, with that being in the news, if I see a bloke looking officious coming up to me, I'm like, I'm off. That's ridiculous. It is totally ridiculous, but don't get me going.
Windows 95 launch. We were there, Kim.
We were.
Probably not at the place where you've posted. And I've just posted that link in the wrong place. Posted it back to the chat instead of a new tab. Oh, is that developers, developers, developers?
Oh, is it? That's one of my favourites.
No, it's similar. It's Barmer.
Barmy Barmer.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think he did have his hand
and
in
Bill
the right
Gates.
Place. Oh, I don't remember him doing one together.
No, go and have a look at it.
I'm having a look at it, just a sec. Oh, he's just so uncool, isn't he? Bill Gates couldn't move to save his life. Oh, now it
well,
wants
hang
to
on.
Lock
when
in.
You say he's so uncool, Eddie Q, Dad Dancing.
Well, yeah, that was just as bad. You're quite right. No, I mean, I wouldn't say... Well, actually, I probably can dance. If you can dance in a Darth Vader outfit, you can dance. Bulmer just looks comfortable, and Bill Gates doesn't look quite so comfortable. That probably was the thing back then, though, wasn't it? Was this... Crying out loud. It just shouldn't be done, should it? So do we think this is what today's event's going to actually look like? Bill Gates looks so young. He does, doesn't he? Good grief.
Great find there, Kim.
That's fabulous. I love some of the comments. That's me and the boys when the code compiles with no errors. Oh, good grief. Yeah, I'm going to have a look at that one.
Windows 95, we had our own launch, didn't we?
We did. We were expecting, you know, like a huge number of people. It didn't really happen like that, did it? We dragged Mum out early because she was like, oh, you know, it sounds great. It's like, oh, come with us, Mum. 5:30. We gets up to PC World thinking, oh, you know, where will we be in the queue? What queue? Crickets. They took pity on us in the end, didn't they? Yeah. Let us in early. We were stood outside.
Did get a free T-shirt.
Did get a free T-shirt. Got everybody in the country got a free copy of the Times
and
that day.
The Times, yeah.
Microsoft bought out the Times, put adverts in it, and just gave the paper away. That must have cost millions.
Yeah, yeah, but we had a similar experience for the Snow Leopard launch.
We did, actually. We were not expecting that.
Went all the way to Liverpool... And there was just two of us in the queue.
And the show, the first one, it was in the evening, wasn't it? It was about 5:30, but the Snow Leopard one was in the morning.
Yeah.
So, fair enough, we got there really, really early. We stood outside the Liverpool One Apple store with one other person in the queue, so literally just three of us, feeling complete idiots. And it was about 9:00. The store didn't open till 9:30.
With Matt Bates T-shirt on.
Store didn't open till 9:30, which meant all the other stores that were open, people were walking past looking at us like we were idiots. And then all of a sudden the heavens opened. We didn't have an umbrella because it was quite early, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't winter, put it like that. We didn't have an umbrella. So then Mike, me and this other guy are then like trying to pull your coats up over your head because it was absolutely lashing it down. And the Apple Store employees on the inside doing their rah, 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 rah high fives looked out and saw the weather and just went, let them in. So they opened up. There was no high fives or anything. We were absolutely drenched. But they did let us in. Let us buy the operating system and install it while we stood there. Which was a great experience.
Yeah.
We'd have live broadcast that now, wouldn't we? But back then, it was we actually installed it as we stood there and waited, which was fabulous. Oh dear. So how are we all watching? Some people watch on an Apple TV. Some watch on YouTube. It's also on Apple.com. What is your preference? Did I remember correctly that last time the YouTube feed was ahead of the Apple feed?
Can't remember.
Because I assumed, you know, it would be the same, but apparently not. So this time, I want the one that's furthest ahead. So I'll have to work out which one that is. Can anybody else remember? I thought it was YouTube because I'm pretty sure I had it open in Safari and I was taking it from Apple, so I don't understand why YouTube would have been more ahead. I would have thought Apple would be more ahead. But I guess you never know, do you? I've also got a 5 o'clock, which is going to prove very interesting, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Especially given that this machine, Camtasia, is crashing. So, yeah, that's not too good either.
My mum's interweb went off last night.
My interweb went off last night.
That's what I said.
I actually think
she's getting paranoid. She's using it too much.
No, I actually think last night could have been a DNS issue. I couldn't get anywhere. But by the time I got into the router, long story, do you know we've got 3 Virgin accounts? To try and find the right one. We've got an actual account with Virgin, so I've got the credentials for that. Yeah. But we've actually had 4 routers over the years, and I've got entries for 3 of them.
Oh.
And the password isn't logical. It's not like words you've strung together. It's a random string. So I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, well, it's not there. So I dug the little card out that they gave you. It wasn't on there either. You had to write it on yourself. Who knew? I thought, I know where it'll be. It'll be on the bottom of the thing. And I thought, I'm not venturing downstairs to have a look. Anyway, I found it. Types it in. Oh, and it was so tiny, I had to put like another pair of glasses on so I could see it. Finally sees it, types it in, wouldn't take it. I thought, did I change it? And all of this is taking like 25 minutes. You're trying to sort yourself out. And then I realised, no, I'd mistaken one of the characters for another character. At which point I'm thinking, we really do need to be organised. We've got those credentials in case we ever need to use them again. But they need to be marked as deprecated because otherwise I have to try all 3 to know which one's going to work. Don't shake your head, you'd be twice as bad.
True.
What if that had happened and I hadn't been here?
Don't know.
Then there would have been a calamity, wouldn't there?
There would have been tears before bedtime.
Exactly.
Anyway, my song.
Which song? You're not going to sing, are you?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
You know Priti Patel?
Yeah, sadly I do.
Home Secretary.
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, she said that 2 families of 4 stopping for a chat on the way to the park was absolutely mingling. I read that as minging, but mingling. She said she would report her neighbours if they broke the rules, which got me thinking about a song. You know that song, Torn Between 2 Lovers, Feeling Like a Fool?
Yeah.
Loving you both is breaking all the rules. Torn between 2 bubbles, feeling like a fool, visiting you both is breaking all the rules.
Oh, Mike, record it, it'll be top of the charts.
I don't think so.
Probably not. Oh, it's hot.
Stick the fan on.
I could stick the one on the floor, but that won't help the fact, you know, from the waist up, I'm still going to be hot.
Mm.
Why is it this hot?
I don't know.
Do you know, I'm reckoning it's going to be snowing in Australia. It must be. They should get the opposite of what we get. On the front of one paper, which I won't share. Well, I could share it with you, but, you know, it would have to come with a warning. This is the Star, not the best paper in the world, I'll grant you. But this is the Star's interpretation of what a Brit on holiday actually looks like. Now, Mike's not seen it, but I will put it up and then he can tell you whether he thinks this is what a Brit looks like on holiday. But basically, it's the front cover of today's paper.
Kim thinks I should sing it on Saturday.
There you go.
I might.
You could record it with Kaz. The essence of the story is it's hotter here than in Hawaii. But the picture, you know, if you're eating, maybe not. But is that what Brits on holiday look like? I think that's what Europeans think Brits on holiday look like.
Yeah. Where's the knotted hanky?
Exactly. There was a bit missing, wasn't there? Yes, it's not the best. No. Is that what Brits on holiday actually look like? Do you know, it probably is. It's certainly the perception of what Brits on holiday actually look like. Oh, it's a shame Jonathan's not here. I found a story that I thought he could give us information on. Which was to do with, there was a warning issued. You wonder about these things, don't you? Let me see if I can find it. Having just tidied up everything. If I do a find. What's that going to be in? probably that window there, I hope. There we go. It was safety guidance was issued for the upcoming Jewish festivals, because it's Rosh Hashanah next week. And gone, it's Rosh Hashanah at the end of this week. And this was what they put in about this horn, a ram's horn. And you're not allowed to get near the ram's horn. Don't touch the horn. Oh, if you've no idea what we're talking about. Mike and Nina have got three granddaughters. And the youngest is obsessed with unicorns. So this particular Christmas, it wasn't last Christmas, was it? I think it was the one before. Almost 2 years ago. The little one, the smallest child, had got this unicorn. And she just took to me for some reason. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with a kid. Take it away. But she was stuck to me like glue. And she was explaining that you can't touch the horn. So she kept wandering around saying, don't touch the horn. So she'd give me her unicorn toy and then very seriously say, but don't touch the horn. Well, Mike and I are in fits. And it turned out to be, I thought, was this just something, you know, that she was saying, or was it a thing? So there I am with the unicorn in one hand and an iPhone in the other. And I'm looking at it and it's a thing. It's the equivalent, because the horn is magic, a unicorn horn. If you touch the horn, it's like blindfolding somebody. It stops the magic. So Rachel said, as
Johnny
I...
Johnny is here.
I know, but he just can't talk because he's at work. So I'm explaining this thing to Rachel and she is rolling on the floor saying to me, you're taking this really seriously. But after that, everywhere we went, there was unicorns.
Don't touch the horn.
So we'd take a photo of whatever unicorn we'd stumbled across and then send it to Rachel with a message, don't touch the horn. Oh, Jonathan hadn't seen that. Well, now you have, Jonathan. You must not get near the horn. I guess that's... Well, it's the same principle, isn't it? As at Mass, you're not allowed to sing.
Yeah.
So what's happening at Mass? This is actually quite interesting if you're... thinking of YouTube in any way. The masses are obviously being put up on YouTube. They're not on my YouTube channel, they're on the church's YouTube channel. But he's doing a homily, yeah, isn't he?
Let them get the dislikes.
Well, true. No, I think he's only ever had one dislike. But the thing is, as he's doing these masses, there are... I would say you could probably get a mass wrapped up in about 20, 30 minutes with everything in it. But obviously, it needs to be a little bit longer. In fact, he could probably wrap it up in 15 to 20, to be honest.
Yeah, so but he's the bishop might watch.
Exactly. So he's taken to putting music in it. And it's played like on a big ghetto blaster thing. Not even through the proper system. And it's picked up on the video recording that the deacon is making. So when I get it and I look at the audio timeline, the waveform... Some of it's really loud because it's this music and they're playing it right next to where the camera is. And then his bit's really low. So I have to level out the audio before we get going. But I uploaded it, the first one. And I don't think I've ever... I'd never seen this message on my channel because I don't put music on it. Apart from the bing bong bit at the beginning, which is like 2 seconds. I don't put anything on it. But it got a copyright claim. But it said, you know, it's okay. It'll be paid for by the advertising. And I'm like, well, they haven't put any advertising on it. You know, it wasn't enabled for ads. But basically, they will take it out of whatever. So I thought, oh, okay, fair enough. And every week I've uploaded it, it's the hymns that they're playing from the CDs that are causing this thing to get a claim on it. Well, I went back in after having not looked for a couple of weeks, to find that a lot of these videos, I think there was only one or two, that didn't have a copyright claim on it. But it was worse than that. It said copyright claim blocked in certain countries. And I'm like, this is going from bad to worse. But I couldn't take the music out, obviously. But they're putting it in because they can't sing. Which is basically what's happening here. You can't stand too close to the horn. Do you know, it makes me wonder, in pre-COVID days, how on earth did we not die from some spreadable disease, seeing as though we were all over each other?
True. Yeah, but we got colds and things, didn't we?
Well, we did, but you just kind of accepted that, didn't you?
Mm.
I mean, you wouldn't not hug somebody because they got a cold. They'd kind of just look... They'd, like, hug you, but turn their head away. I do remember we had one lady who had cancer. It was terminal cancer. She was having chemotherapy, though, which obviously knocked out her immune system. And she'd come to church and people would want to hug her. And she was so uncomfortable, wasn't she, in saying, you know, you've not got a cold, have you? You know, and people were like, oh, no, of course not. I wouldn't give it you if I had. But obviously, you can't really say that, can you? So now I think everybody understands how she felt. Yes, it's not good, is it? Any more idiocy from the UK today, or is that it at the moment?
No, but I could talk about our neighbour with his new car.
Oh, yeah. Neighbour alert. Neighbour alert. Where's Simon when you need him?
Well, you know all about the guy.
Petrol head.
Well, hang on. There's petrol head over there.
There's revving boy.
Revving boy over there. But there's the guy across the road who always washes his car. So you know all about him. Well, the guy that's next door to the one who washes his car. So it's directly opposite us. It's a couple and they're probably in the 70s, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they've, you know, they're like us. Well, as far as I was aware, they were like us where cars are concerned.
Normal, he means.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a car that's 20-odd years old and, you know, they just have cars so they can get around. Anyway, this week a car turned up on their drive. Not brand new, but newer. And it looks like, I mean, I know nothing about cars, but from the logo on the back, it looks like a Jaguar. So he must have spent a fair few pounds on it.
Yeah.
But he's been out there all day, every day. He's turning into the other guy, the next door neighbour. I don't know if he's actually washed his car all day, every day. I don't think so. But he's doing something. He even had the guy, Mr. Washman, to come over to tell him something about the car.
There are no words.
And he was then talking to one of the other neighbours, the lady that lives next door to us, and showing her how you just tap on the boot and it opens it, and you tap on the boot and it closes it. I was watching this whilst I was making my lunch from the kitchen.
From a safe social distance, yeah. Unlike the poor lady next door who got dragged across.
Yeah. And then he's got this outside, you know, the security light on his garage. He's just put it up. Because I heard some noise the other day and I thought, I wonder what he's doing. Anyway, he's got this security light up. And, you know, a security light should only come on when it's dark and when there is movement. Because that's how they work, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When there's movement. I mean, it could be a moth or whatever, or it could be a person. But this security light was coming on in the middle of the day about an hour ago when I was downstairs. And I'm wondering if he's sort of Bluetooth hooked it up to his car.
Do you know, with these blokes, nothing, and I mean nothing, would surprise me.
It's like
me.
He's having a midlife crisis.
Hey, if it's a midlife crisis, fabulous, because like you say, he must be about 79.
No, he was 70 this year, I think.
No, he's older than that.
Is he?
He's older than that, yeah.
I thought he was 70 this year.
No, that was at least 2 years ago.
Oh, all right, 72 then.
Honest to God, what is it with people? He is. I mean, to be honest, I can't complain because my father was the same. He was an absolute idiot. He would go outside and he would spend weeks polishing his car. Weeks polishing his car. And Mum would go mad because if she asked him to, like, pick up a cup in the kitchen, oh, that was too difficult for him. And it was woman's work then. But he would be outside polishing the paint off it. He did actually, at one point, get down to bare metal. He'd polished it that much. There are no words for stupidity like this. I mean, by all means, wash your car. Do you remember the last time I took mine in? I don't know where I was going. Oh, I know where I was going. I was going up to that thing, the one in Leyland. So I took my car in, and it was one of these, like, where it's like a car boutique, isn't it? I'll have the wheel trim wash, and I'll have this, and I'll have the super honey something shampoo thing on it. So I was just like, I've got a tenner, do whatever, £10. And I took it and I said, just do what you can. And that's it to me. You know, it's clean, but it doesn't need much more than that. But it's obviously an art form. of which I am unaware. You're biting your nails, Mike.
I am, because it's split.
They will split if you keep doing that. Just saying. All right, what else is going on?
You should have put airliner wax on it.
Right. Hang on. It scrolled up. That's where I've gone.
I remember your dad wanted to polish my car. I was the same as you as far as cars were concerned. But because he wanted to polish it, I had to let him because he'd assault otherwise. And I had to stand outside with him, admiring it, for about 2 hours on a freezing cold Saturday afternoon.
Exactly. That was my dad all over. The one I remember that really kicked it off, He always had, he was very old-fashioned, my father, which was offset by my mother, thankfully. But he was very controlling in a passive-aggressive way. And it would kick off between me and him every single time.
Oil and water.
No, just because, you know, there were things he did that I would not do. I would not dream of doing things like this. So one thing he did was when I was learning to drive, my mum had said to me, she tried learning to drive several times. And she said in the end, she decided that she didn't want to drive. She said she didn't feel... She could move the car. That wasn't the problem. The problem was other people on the road and her anticipating their stupidity. So she looked like a nervous driver. She wasn't nervous of driving per se. It was, she would be fine if there was nobody else on the road, wouldn't we all? Yeah. But she decided she wasn't going to learn to drive. That was it. She was going to give it up. But she did say to me, if you want to learn to drive, don't take one lesson a week. Because by the time you get to week two, you'll have forgotten week one. Anyway, I said when I turned 17, you know, I'm not bothered yet because I wouldn't have had a car anyway. So I literally said, I'm not bothered. Not yet. Anyway, a few months later, I thought, could do with learning to drive, you know, just in case. So I said to her, thinking of learning to drive. Dad got very excited and wanted to buy me a car because it was then heading up to my 18th birthday, which was grand of him. But it gave him ownership in his mind that he could do what he wanted with this car, which every time he tried, it kicked off, big style. But with my driving, learning to drive, I put in for my test after about 3 weeks, because what Mum had done was, it wasn't two lessons a week, it was four. So I literally went out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and sometimes the lessons were 2 hours. So it didn't take me long to get to a position of being ready to take my test. So I put in for my test, and you wait then for a card to rock up at your house to say your test is on X date at X time. And Dad was like, have you got it yet? Have you got it yet? Have you got it yet? It's like, Dad, it's not your test, it's mine. And he did not pass his test the first time. This must be understood. He took three goes to pass it.
I took three goes.
So he was literally obsessed with this. He comes in one day and he said, I rang him today. He actually rang the authority on my behalf to ask when my test would be. I went mental. And if you think I went mental, you should have seen what my mother did to him. Nearly cut his dialing finger off. That was so nearly never happening again. But he was like that all his life. So when it came to fast forward about 30 years, and I had a car outside, my car, I bought it, I paid for it. It was nothing to do with him at all. And he had a guy round to do something with his car. And it was some polishing come whatever thing. You know, let me just show you on this bit how nice it would come up. Right. Only it wasn't his car. He demonstrated it on. It was mine. He touched my car without asking me. Thing was, what he'd not bargained on was that it was a warmish day. Which that's happening quite a lot, isn't it? It was a warmish day and I'd gone into the toilet and the toilet window was wide open and I heard every word. So I said to my mother, before I tear him a new one, this is what's happened. She went absolutely orbital. He denied it. He stood there and he denied it. Completely and utterly denied that he'd done it, that he'd said it, that the guy had touched the car. But, you know, you could see a patch on the car that was highly polished and the rest of it wasn't. He stood there and he denied it. Well, don't do the pro tip. Don't do that with somebody trained as a lawyer, because when I'd calmed down sufficiently to actually speak to him, I just Gatling gunned him with questions, and it was like he couldn't get out of it. So I said, right, so may I put it to the prisoner, why did you lie? And he said, God, what did he say when I said, why did you tell a lie?
Because I thought I'd get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, because I thought I'd get in trouble. I said, well, you're in bloody trouble now, aren't you? And my mum stood there like the hanging judge. Whatever pieces were left when I'd finished with him, mum was going to do. She was going to deal with the rest of it. He was just like that. What is it with guys? Yet again. Now you know, when we started going out, it was like, don't think you own me. Don't think you're going to do this. Don't think you're going to do that. And to be honest, you were never like that to start with. But my role model was my father. If it was his, it was his. If it was yours, it was his. Yeah, which annoyed me, as you can tell. But poor Mike got the brunt of that. But you know, you're well trained now, aren't you?
Yes.
Being honest.
I'm well trained.
Yes, Mike, you're very well trained.
Yes. Whenever I do something wrong, what do you say? Just like.
Oh, yes, just like my father. Which doesn't go down well with Mike. Can I just say that? That doesn't go down well. No. Sorry about that, Mike.
But you say it anyway.
Oh, airliner wax. Do we have airliner wax?
I doubt it.
I don't know. We have teacut over here. Is that something that you have? I think that's to get ingrained dirt out, isn't it? But, you know, use it enough. Just saying, takes the paint off. Then he had to go paint it. What on earth am I doing here?
I don't know. What on earth are you doing?
I'm going to disallow it camera access, and that way it can't work.
No. So, just over an hour to go.
Yes, we are about to go into the other toy, aren't we?
Are we going to officially end marooned and then just come straight back?
Yep.
But we won't close the chat down.
Oh, no, we don't do that. We'll just do it like we did last time.
And you guys don't have to disappear.
No, but everything's happening. Everything that's happening today is happening here.
Yeah.
Everything. Right, okay.
But we need an official out, don't we?
We need an official out so we can put marooned up.
Yeah.
Then we'll start talking about actual, you know, what we think we're going to get today, what we want, what we think we might see.
What are we going to see? We're going to see that they've opened some new Apple stores.
Oh, the bubble one?
The bubble one.
The bubble boutique.
Yeah. And that we're going to get some new iPhones.
No, we're not. Not today.
Not today, no, but it might sneak out.
No, I think we should save this for Matt Buys Live. That's what Matt Buys Live's all about.
This is a preview of Matt Buys Live.
I'm actually going to have to look up this airliner wax thing, because all I can think of is AirPod wax, but that's a totally different thing.
Don't go there. Kim might be having breakfast.
No. I think at this time. Oh, Kim. No, Kim will have had breakfast. Kim's an up early girl.
It's 8 in the morning over there.
Yes, I know, but she's probably been up since 5.
Oh,
unlike
yeah.
me. All right, what's the difference between airplane polish? Oh, it's a thing, airplane polish. Never heard of it. Wow. I wonder if we can get it over here. I've got a link. Airplane sealant as well. Yeah, could probably do with some of that.
I used to have some of that on my Airfix models.
It's wax they put on jetliners. Had a client put it on her car. That's not a bad idea. Do you know, in a similar vein, do you remember that stuff we bought?
Oh. Do you have Airfix in the US? Was it Airfix? Yeah, Airfix kits.
Probably is Airfix. What was that stuff? Something magic.
Yeah, I had
Cowboy Magic.
Cowboy Magic.
Cowboy Magic is something that I got from the States, and it was for horses. It was like a kind of treatment that people put on horses, and it was great for the what do they have, skin or fur?
Yeah.
The body of a horse, anyway. And somebody in this Samoyed group said, oh, it's amazing. You can put it on Samoyeds, and it does wonders for the fur. So, could I find it here? No chance. So, I went in, found it in the States, got some shipped over. It was the most amazing stuff. I mean, Mayer didn't like anything anywhere near him, unless it was mud, oil, or toner cartridge. But it did make his coat shine. Anyway, I started reading other articles about it, and what was fabulous, you could use it on your hair. It was in a different league to the stuff that you bought for hair. It was amazing. Cowboy Magic. There you go. I told you Kim would be up early. 8 o'clock.
They do have air fixed in the US.
And already taken the car in for service. The woman's on fire in terms of productivity. I've staggered out of bed and emptied some browser windows and I'm doing a show. I'll come alive about 1 a.m, won't I? Like last night when I was productively on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. While Mike was sleeping. Oh, and then there was the biggest incident of the night, wasn't there? Spidergate.
Yeah.
This was not good. About 3 o'clock in the morning, headed off to the toilet. It didn't actually turn the light on, but I could see something lurking in the corner. So I turned the light on. The biggest spider you have ever seen.
That's it, Kim.
I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll get Mike up. And then I thought, no, that would be terribly unfair, wouldn't it? In the middle of the night. So I did seriously contemplate it, I'll be honest. I thought, can you wait for the toilet? And I thought, well, you're going to have to wait for the toilet because I don't do spiders. Certainly not the size this was, a dinner plate. It was massive. So I carefully locked the door and hermetically sealed it so it couldn't escape. When Mike got up, which was like over 2 hours later, I heard him little pitter-patter of tiny feet to the toilet. And I said, before you go in there. So I explained. And he's all bog-eyed, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning and he's half asleep. And he heads off in there, apprised of the fact he's going to need a ladder and a capture device, to find out the darn thing had escaped. We think it had disappeared back through the air brick. How dare it impinge and then disappear?
Mm.
Oh, Cowboy Magic Rose Water Conditioner.
Yeah, it's Cowboy Magic.
It had a logo. I'd remember it if I saw it.
Yeah, it's that.
We must have that somewhere. But it was amazing. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, that's his cowboy looking down, isn't it? Oh, yes, it was great stuff, that. Absolutely brilliant. I'd have to have a look for that again. I'm sure Lola would love it. Not. But it was so good for humans. Highly happy to recommend that. Yeah, you see, it actually says that for dogs as well, doesn't it? Why is this guy going in and out of full screen view? Right, there we go. That's all sorted. Right, well, shall we out this so we can put it out as a podcast?
Yeah.
We're about to head into Magpies Live, but for the moment, from Marooned, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.